Hey, Sally, I want to ask you something.
Who, me, Cecil?
No, your Aunt Hattie.
What is that?
It's about your uncle.
Oh, Cecil, how is your aunt's tooth?
Let me ask my question first.
Well, I just wondered. Do you think the swelling will go down so I can have her over to dinner next week?
Sure, it's bound to be down.
Oh, that's nice. Then we can make it next week.
Listen, I want to know something.
Cecil, is she still going to the dentist?
Yeah, he pulled her front tooth out. He said it had to be done.
Oh. Oh, Cecil, did you say it was a front tooth?
Yeah, but you can make it any time next week.
But Cecil, is the dentist going to put another front tooth in?
Sure, but it'll be a couple of weeks. Hey, I want to know something.
But Cecil, you mean all next week she'll just have a vacant front tooth?
Yeah, it won't be much bother.
Oh, Cecil, I think we'll make it week after next for dinner.
All right, but listen. I want to get something straight.
Is it about the romance beautiful?
The what?
Well, that's the way I talk about Uncle Thomas and your Aunt Elizabeth.
Well, it's about your uncle.
What is it, Cecil?
Well, I just wanted to know how you stood on a few little matters. That's all.
Well, you know, Cecil, and I know that they were made for each other.
Yeah, I know. But they're 25 or so years behind schedule.
And I know that Uncle Thomas, deep in his heart, still holds the beautiful picture of your aunt's memory.
Oh, you do.
Oh.
Well, I just want to hear you say a few things.
What are you looking at me so funny for, Cecil? Have I done something?
No, I have. You remember when we nearly came to blows last week?
Was it last week? I thought it was the other day.
You got sore because I said I didn't think your uncle was anything to put a flag out for.
That's all right. I forgave you. You were peeved.
Well, I've been thinking. You remember all those pictures of the gay 90 girls that we found in your uncle's Bible?
Well, that doesn't prove anything. You have pictures of movie stars in your room. You told me so.
Well, that's different.
There's no harm in keeping pictures.
Well, you got peeved when we found those pictures, and I said that I'd bet that your uncle was an old bum when he was young.
My uncle was a nice young man. Told me so.
All right. And yet you think that he used to be in love with my aunt. You thought all this up.
Well, yes. I feel things and just sort of know, and I have dreams that warn me. I know that your aunt is Uncle Thomas's long-lost love.
All right. And I say she isn't.
Cecil, you know he wouldn't have given her a picture of him if he wasn't serious.
I'll just bet that Mr. Smith was a sheik. I'll bet he flirted with everybody and gave away pictures.
He was not. He was a very serious young man.
How do you know?
He told me so.
Well, I asked Aunt Beth about the boy that she kind of liked when she was a girl. I asked her about him last night.
Oh, Cecil, why did you? You promised me you wouldn't say anything, that we'd have them meet and make it a surprise.
Well, I just wanted to know. And you know what she said?
She told you of her deep love and of waiting all these years for him to return and search for her.
Huh. She said that he was very nice, but that he was too fickle. She couldn't trust him.
Oh, Cecil, she was thinking of someone else.
She said that he was very nice, but that she would never have married him.
Did she say why?
Yes. Would you like to know why?
Well, yes, I think I ought to.
Remember, you're the one that insists that your uncle is the same one.
Well, Cecil, how could it be anyone else? We both saw the pictures.
Well, I guess you're right about that, but Aunt Beth said that she would never have married him.
Did he ask her?
Well, no, he didn't.
Well, how could she have married him, ma'am?
Well, hey, let me tell you why. She said that he was crazy about every girl that he met, and she couldn't trust him.
Oh, Cecil, that wasn't my uncle. Uncle Thomas wasn't like that. He is a one-woman man. He said so. That's why he never got married.
Oh, yes. Well, I got all the dope. Aunt Bess just rambled on. She said that he started out to be a bricklayer when he was young, and he decided there wasn't any future, and he went away in a lot of junk.
Well, Uncle Thomas always was smart.
And here, you've been telling me what a model your uncle was when he was young, telling me I ought to be more like he was. off.
Cecil, you're wrong. Uncle Thomas never looked at but one girl when he was young. Now, I know.
Well, I believe my aunt.
Well, I believe my uncle. I asked my uncle some things last night.
Oh, you did? And you told me not to say anything. And here you go and ask questions.
Well, as long as you broke your word, I have a right to break mine.
What'd you ask him?
I asked him that he was a very serious young man when he was young.
I guess he told you that he stayed home and studied each night.
Yes, he did. He told me how hard he worked, and he said he didn't have time to play or go out with girls.
Something went wrong then. Why isn't he president?
And I asked him if he, if he were in love when he was a boy.
Uh-huh. And I guess he told you he didn't know any girls.
Yes, he did. He said that he never went out, and by the time he was able to, he was too busy.
That's a good one. I'll bet your uncle can think fast.
Cecil, you're all wrong. My uncle, when he was a young man, was an example to all the young men he knew.
Well, there are two ways to take that.
I asked him if there wasn't just one girl that he liked and was true to all these years, someone who had promised to wait for him.
Did he know the answer to that one?
He said, yes, that there was someone, and only one, and that he was not the kind of young man that flirted and went with lots of different girls.
Well, that's his story. I still believe my aunt.
What's the matter, Cecil? You look like you know something.
Huh. Well, I hope I don't look like I didn't know anything.
Well, you're sort of smiling to yourself. You don't believe me, that's it.
I'm not saying anything.
My Uncle Thomas is a one-woman, one-man-woman. I mean a one-woman-man, the kind that you read about. If he couldn't have the only one, he'd wait all his life for her.
Well, it's a cinch he waited plenty long for someone.
And that only one is your Aunt Elizabeth. And it's just fate that she's your aunt. Just fate.
Well, all right. Oh, golly. I wonder what time it is. Time for lunch?
Cecil, what are you looking so wise for? What is it?
I can't help it if I look wise. It's a gift.
I think you know something that you're not going to tell.
Oh, nothing. Never mind, little girl. Cut out your paper dolls.
Oh, what is it? I can tell. You have that bored look.
Nothing. Tut, tut. Nothing at all. So your uncle had a punk time. He studied and worked hard and was afraid of girls.
He was. I know it. He was the most perfect young man I ever heard of.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is a pretty big town, isn't it?
What's that got to do with my Uncle Thomas?
And once, I heard you say, it's a pretty small world.
I know it.
And you remember when I was telling you about my neighborhood, I told you that half the old clucks were old maids?
Well, what of it, Cecil?
And you heard old Lady Tucker tell us about her youthful sweetheart, how he was a young bricklayer?
Well, it wasn't Uncle Thomas.
It was. And not only that, I talked to old Miss Martin and Miss Belcher, and each confessed that when they were young, that a young bricklayer named Tommy Smith was always proposing to them. And, well, that's the story. Four in one neighborhood. Now, what do you say to that, Sally Smith? What do you say?